Biloxi blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
Hey, I'm not.
The summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time. This highway does not know my name, and I don't care.
No,
I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
No. Budgets live, not so live. July the 25th, 2022, and hope you low-lifers are doing well out there. And if this is your first time tuning in, you're wondering what a low-lifer is. It's what the fine listeners of this program refer to themselves as. And all are welcome, whether you are a low-lifer, whether you're just peeking through the blinds because you can't stand it. You just got to be here. Welcome, everybody. It's good to be back in the LBL Bar and Grill here in southern Middle Tennessee, where while I was at ICAST making a living in the fishing industry, which I'm very grateful for, I found out through social media, I was alerted to this, that I was not even ranked as a top 10 influencer in Middle Tennessee, specifically Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, by Motorcycle Mouth Breather magazine. So just outside the top 10 trying to get in there. But I appreciate each and every one of you for showing up. Even though I'm not worthy of being a top 10 influencer in this area. Thank God people listen from all over. That's all I got to say. Pay attention. Man, what a week. That's all I can say. I know I feel like I always get into, it was a crazy week. It was this, it was that. This one takes the cake. And I know so many of y'all have been following along on social media. You've been messaging me. I was quiet on social media this week at ICAST for the most part. One, because ICAST week tends to be just kind of a gigantic run-on sentence, right? It's just everybody's like, blah, check this out, check this out. I'm over here at this booth. Hi, guys, this is blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah. Even if they're on their own page. Hi, guys, Luke Duncan here on the Luke Duncan Instagram. It's just so much of that. And I do that while I'm there. I film a ton of videos for other people and retailers and different things. But I didn't want to flood your feed with that. So, but I did make a post earlier in the week. I drove to Orlando from Tennessee, about a 10.5-hour drive for me, because I was taking the X21. The Express was sold. I talked about that last week. Driving down I-75 to meet its new owner down in South Georgia. About 30 minutes before I got to meet the new owner, my truck dash lights go off like a Christmas tree. Just, you name it, just crazy. Service engine light, truck starts shaking. I got the boat on the back. I get to where I'm going. It doesn't break down. I get to where I'm going. Completely preoccupied with my mind on this while I'm trying to show the new owner the boat and walk through it and everything. We get it on his truck and mine's idling, and you can see smoke coming out of the muffler. Old boy balls my boat, says, man, you're burning some oil. Something's not right. I'm like, yeah, you don't say. And I didn't get into details with him there, and he was excited and he was ready to get on the way and get his boat in the water. So I jumped back in the truck, and I was 3.5 hours from Orlando at this point, middle of nowhere, Georgia, and it doesn't get any better. I call a friend of mine that I actually bought the truck from here in Lawrenceburg, and they're amazing people that I consider dear friends, and I'm like, hey, this is what I got. So I end up talking to the service manager here at the local dealership, and I'm like, look, should I keep going? What should I do? These things are, everything is so digital. And it's not like you can, I can go do an AutoZone and I can fix this or I can fix that. Like, those days are over. I talked about this when I was up north with trolling motor issues. Everything's digital. You can't just fix anything anymore. It's very frustrating, but it's, you know, they're also more efficient than they've ever been in different things. So it's a blessing and a curse, right? So he's like, service manager, hey, service engine light's on? Yes, sir. Is it blinking? Yep. And you're not in safe mode or guardian mode? No. It's still letting you drive on the interstate wide open? I'm like, dude, I'm running 75 right now talking to you. He said, what'd you say you had going on? I said, man, I'm headed to Orlando. I got to be there by 8 in the morning. And then I'm going to be there till Friday. He said, well, I would just try to get it to Orlando. You might not make it, but I just keep sending it. So ended up driving this thing. She's got a good rattle to her, you know. I've blown up a lot of engines in my life. I have 4 or 5. That's a lot. As much as I've been on the water, it's just going to happen. But I know that knocking feeling. And I felt like something was bad wrong. Truck's 2019. It's got 90,000 miles on it. Not what I expected. Not what anybody expects when you spend the kind of money you got to on a truck these days. And I bought it brand new. I put every mile on it. Take care of it to the best of my ability. So anyways, I make it to Orlando. Thank God. Could have been on the side of the road, which would have made this story even crazier, made the week just dumber. But I make it to Orlando, get to where we're staying down there, and my buddy Michael Roby from TH, the next morning, I call around, I find a dealership. They're like, yeah, bring it. So I take it to a dealership. He follows me over there. As he's following me, every red light I would stop at, when I would go to accelerate, clouds of smoke. The video's on social, on my Instagram, but clouds and clouds and clouds of smoke. Stupid. Just stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. So we get it there. I go set up the booth for iCast. I'm hanging out there, and they're like, hey, we'll call you as quick as we can. So they call me on Tuesday. I dropped off Tuesday morning. They call me Tuesday afternoon. Great people. Fountain Auto Mall down in Orlando. Been a huge help so far. And they're like, look, we think there's a bit push rod in the motor. It's what the mechanic thinks it is. He's going to swap that part. I'm going to call you in the morning with more details, but he thinks that's going to fix it. So I don't hear anything on Wednesday. Show starts. I'm slam busy. Talk so much I lose my voice. Roll into Thursday. Still haven't heard a word. Got to come home. The plan is, anyways, to come home on Friday. Got stuff going on. Got to get back and record a podcast. But supposed to travel for TH Marine this week. Supposed to go pick up my new Express this week. Lots of things going on, like always. And so Thursday afternoon, I hadn't heard anything. I'm like, oh, God, this is not good. So finally able to get them on the phone on Friday, and they tell me, yeah, the push rod didn't fix it, so we're going to need your permission to completely break down the motor. So I'm like, so you're telling me I need a plane ticket home? Yes, we're telling you that. We're telling you the most, you know, the next update, the next possible update we can probably give you is going to be like next Monday. So this is Friday. So I'm like, sweet. So I buy me a plane ticket. Thank God there are some left on Southwest, and got home, triple threat. And Harper picked me up at the airport late Friday night, and now I'm back here vehicle-less. And so I've got to figure that out certainly this week and try to see what's gonna happen, man. It's always something when you travel. I've got to say, I haven't been frustrated about it until like the reality of not having a vehicle here and different things hit me this week, because I have traveled for over 20 years, 17 with TH Marine, traveled all over the place, fishing opens and BFLs and Everstarts since I was a kid, man. Just travel. And I have had two vehicles break down on me, period. This was the second. What's funny is the first one that ever did it to me was the one I traded in to get this truck, because it left us stranded on the side of I-59 headed down to Venice, pulling a bass boat, going to film down there. Me, Darian, and we were meeting the Ranger Boats guys. There's a whole video on it there on YouTube from years ago. It was a traveling circus deal. But we broke down, and that vehicle had like 30,000 miles on it, left me stranded 2 weeks without a vehicle, just a nightmare. So I traded it in here at my buddy's Heritage Automotive here at home. So it's funny, back-to-back trucks And I never, man, I used to drive just junk with hundreds of, I mean, you know, 200,000 miles on it. Back in the day, man, like, especially right when Marissa and I got married, I was at the bottom, like, at the bottom financially, and had gone through a divorce, you know, a year or two earlier, and just really strapped for cash. And I drove, the first year I fished the FLW Tour, I drove a 10-year-old Tahoe that had like 190,000 miles on it. The dash lights didn't even work. Like the speedometer, like none of that. You had to guess on the gas. Like how much gas you had. Like drove a damn thing from Okeechobee all the way to freaking Champlain that year. Never had a minute's trouble. Not one. I've had a lot of junk in my life like that. And certainly never had this kind of problem. But you know, got home, and now we deal with it. We sort it out. We figure out how all this moves on from here. It's certainly not ideal, and it's certainly not something that you want to have happen in life. But I wanted to say, I said this on Instagram, but I had so many freaking people, man, reach out on social media that keep up with my insanity, wanting to help, that were in that area, giving me advice on what they thought it could be. Hey, man, I got a 2018 that did this, that did that. It's in those moments where you're just kind of like, ah, it's good to have that, because obviously I don't, you know, I'm a dummy when it comes to trucks, and I'm way better in boats and working on boats, and I tend to know in that because I spend so much time in them with issues over the years, you know, what, yo, well, I know what that noise is, or I know, you know, you hear when you're out there on the trail. So vehicles are just something that I'm not, you know, I've been very lucky, like I said, not a lot of issues. So wanted to thank everybody. Thank everybody for reaching out. Wanted to thank the people at ICAST that were hearing about it. We're like, hey, man, you need a ride back home. You need this. You need that. It was great. It was great. It was, it's always cool to feel that kind of support in person and online. So thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. That was a long-winded intro, but this week I do not have a guest. I will say that. Do not have a guest this week. Gonna talk some ICAST stuff. Gonna talk some other things. Just because I've been so scatterbrained, to be honest, this week didn't get one together. But I do want to say before we read off these amazing sponsors that you know, there's a positive in every situation. So I got home, and this coming weekend, Turnpike Troubadours are playing the Ryman Auditorium. I'm going to go hang with my dude Ryan Engelman and the boys. They sold out both nights. The Triple Threat and I are going both nights. If you are going to be there, shoot me a message, drop me a comment, and maybe I'll run into you up there. I'm going to be there all weekend. In Nashville, of course, we live, you know, just over an hour south of Nashville, but I'm going to go up, spend the night, do the damn thing, hang out with the boys, and I'm looking forward to it. It's like Christmas for me. I'm so excited for those guys. It's an iconic venue. They're on this meteoric rise, this crazy tour right now, and I can't wait to watch them blow the stained glass windows out of the Ryman Auditorium. If you're going to be there at Turnpike, let me know. Let me know. I know I got a lot of Turnpike fans that listen, so let me know. I'm going to be there. In the flesh. All right, I want to thank these sponsors real quick. StarTron, StarBright, kicking ethanol in the teeth, bringing you LBL for going on 5, which is unbelievable to me, but 5 years now of Low Budget Live. They've got several new products. We're fixing to get some samples on those. They unveiled there at ICAST. And one of the coolest things that's going on in my life right now is the parent company of TH Marine, my employer, one of my many jobs, just purchased StarBright and StarTron. So now they're going to be under the, you know, with the TH Marine fam. We're, you know, sorting it all out. It's not a done deal yet, but it's definitely in the works, and the press release has gone out, and it's very cool. Very cool. So excited about the potential there and everything that's going to come with that down the road once all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted there. But certainly going to be an awesome opportunity. Two great companies coming together. All right. Kick ethanol in the teeth with StarTron. Appreciate the folks at StarTron. Got to see everybody from StarTron. I got to see a bunch of people this week. Got to see all my StarTron family this week, though. All right. Moving on. Had to get a drink already. New new sponsor last year, but dropping new products at ICAST. ProGuide batteries, man. They've got a new lithium that they're calling the dual purpose lithium battery, where it can go cranking or trolling motor, a 31 series. This is something that, you know, a lot of guys have. Some of the engine manufacturers are saying, hey, don't do this. This thing's got the amp hours to push it, to run your electronics, to crank your engine. I know little Alton, Alton Jones Jr. has been running this thing since the spring, having great luck with it, with his electronics, with his Yamaha. So get over there and check it out. They're going to be available soon. But you can go to ProGuideBatteries.com, use code LBL10, LBL10, to let them know you're a low lifer. Baitworks.com. Got to see the boys from Baitworks down there as well at ICAST. Shot some content with them. And their summer sale is still going on. I believe Kitech things are now on sale. All Kitech products, Zoom products, 13 fishing products. I believe there's some new ones coming this week. Another brand here entering this final push of this July, Christmas and July sale. The code does not work with the sale, but it's 20% off everything there right now. But then you can get 10% off of anything that's not currently on sale using code Duncan-10 at bait-works.com. I'm telling you, there are big things coming with them. I'm very fired up about it, and more to announce very soon. We're going to talk about one thing here just a little later in the show, but baitworks.com, Duncan-10, to tell them you're a low lifer. And last but not least, hang the freaking banner. The Bassmaster Classic winning banner, Express Boats, Hot Springs, Arkansas. I'm sad because mine is no longer in my garage. It's in somebody else's, but I will be picking up that new bad boy hopefully this week, even if I got to pull it with my lawnmower. Trying to get out there and get that thing, get it back, and start putting the Garmins on it. My trolling motor's out there. My power poles are on it already, but I got to get those Garmins on. Then we'll be ready to rock that new show and check it all out. I'll have videos to come very soon. Of course, it's Sea Deck Bow to Stern, the only boat company that's doing that right now. Not just in the floor, not just on a couple of lids. They do it bow to stern. It's awesome. If you ever make that switch, you're going to like it. Go run an Express. You will not regret doing so. Express Boats, building excitement since 1966. All right, here we go. That was a really long intro, if you want to call it that. I know kind of the, you know, how we do the show, but I don't even really call that an intro. I'll just tell you a little bit about what's going on, and then we jump into the meat and potatoes. All right, I wanted to address this, and I want to move on from this. Let me get a drink. That's not liquor. That's water, by the way. I'm back on the fat ass challenge, so I'm trying not to be an idiot right now. Losing some LBs too. Trying to lose some LBs. Y'all know that. I'm like this roller coaster. But I'm locked in right now. Bassmaster opens. I want to talk about this one more time. The industry consensus when I was down at ICAST, a lot of people enjoyed my perspective on that last week. A lot of anglers, a lot of elite guys, a lot of open anglers, a lot of potentially future open anglers. Heard from a lot of people at ICAST about that episode last week. Sam George and I did. There were a few negative comments I saw, you know, pop up on YouTube, and I got some messages about it, a few, but it was overwhelmingly positive, and I appreciate y'all listening and understand that sometimes, like I said, facts hurt feelings. It just is what it is. Facts are hurting feelings. So there was a couple, you know, hey, I have fished the opens. I've not been able to get sponsors. I've been doing this, you know, for blah, blah, blah years, for X amount, you know, more than three. And I don't have any sponsors. And you're trying to tell me to go get sponsors to do this, but I haven't been able to accomplish that yet. But I would say this, if you don't have a strong social media presence at all, or if you don't jump off the page, and you don't catch them, like if you only catch them like one time in however many tournaments on the opens, you do just kind of get lost, man, like you are. And there are so many guys like that in those opens. The fields are huge. And I think if you don't find your niche, or you don't just smash them, and then your social is like very, 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 very weak, companies look at that. Whether you love that, hate that, it's the world brand. The guys that dominate, the Swindles, the freaking Jacob Wheelers, Jacob wins every other freaking tournament, Angler of the Years, all this type thing, and his social is strong, dude. His YouTube is strong. He jumps off the page. So many of these guys. Look at a guy like Brian Latimer, man. His tournament finishes are good. He's got a win under his belt. They're on the FLW Tour, but he's not necessarily like Angler of the Year quality, you know, catching them all the time. But dude has made himself a fixture in the industry. He's great on camera. He's great at breaking down techniques. He's a great teacher. And dude, he's a guy that I should use, for example, more because I've watched Brian come up through this. He started when I did. Dude, he saved up money landscaping to fish the Toyotas that qualified him for the FLW Tour. Got his teeth kicked in for a couple years. Got a footing on YouTube, started making some sponsor money, and then he wins on the FLW Tour. I just get tired of the narrative that the same thing, must be nice, or I can't. Like, I saw somebody comment saying, Sam, you know, well, you should have interviewed somebody that didn't have a dad set him up for this or take care. Yeah, but I'm also interviewing a guy, Sam George, who's a great human being that I know how hard he works. Like, it doesn't matter what his family situation is. I know how hard he works and what he goes through financially on the Bassmaster Opens. And I know how many times he's fished all of them, how many times he's came up short. I live it with him. And so that's why I had Sam George on. And that's just that, you know. There's always going to be people that are super jealous. That's obvious, right? Of anybody's success. It don't matter if you're whatever you're good at, whether it's just your 9-to-5, whether it's your kid's little league team, coaching that, whether it's you're a pro fisherman, you're a musician, you're what a podcast host, whatever. If you do something that other people like and are positive about, there will always be people that are negative, way more, and there will always be people that are jealous. That's where everything, most comments do stem from. And I think when you comment, well, I've been fishing opens forever and I can't get any sponsors. Well, I say, A, start by looking at your finishes, and B, start to look what you're doing to either A, get better on the water, or B, how to get better on social media and combine the two. That's all I'm saying. Reality and facts hurt feelings. That last week, like Sam said, he was calling balls and strikes. I'm trying to tell you from an industry perspective what they think of you when you walk up bitching and moaning about that at an ICAST booth. Or and I get it. I saw the exceptions to the rules. Well, Jay Securit comment, you know, qualified through one division. And guess what? Jay Securit would have walked through the opens. He would have, period. He just would have. So I want to end this on that. We're going to roll on. I'm sorry. I talked to a dude there at ICAST that said, hey, man, I loved your perspective on it. And right now where I'm at, I can only fish three of them. And he said, what it's caused me to do is I'm going to go home. I'm going to fish BFLs. I'm going to jump in some Toyotas. And I'm going to save my money. And when I got enough money, I'm going to fish all night. And I feel confident that I can go try to qualify. Then I'm going to go. Making it happen. Not sitting around making excuses. Bassmaster, rip your dream out from under your feet. You know, not one of the ones that was never going to fish. I get it if you're already fishing. So many of the comments and things are just from people that just don't understand what it's like because they're never going to do it. They just want to sit around and gab about it, you know, type about it. And this guy, he's like, you know, it's where I'm at with it. That's where I'm at. He's like, I may fish three just to see how I stack up next year as well. Why fish everything I'm already fishing? And then whenever I get the opportunity, here I go. I'm going to try it. Man, I love that mentality. Bassmaster laid it out. These are the rules. And, you know, if you want to play, then you're going to play. It's like I said, it's the same thing. You're going to go. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to go to the Toyotas, qualify you for the pro circuit, and then you're going to go to the BPT? Yeah. Like, it's hard. It's hard. So just wanted to say that one more time. Appreciate everybody that reached out. Like, hey, and look, we're not always going to agree at all. Like, that's fine. I don't care that you don't agree with me. Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean you're right. It just, you know, I'm just trying to make you see you are wasting your breath. Like, all the bitching in the world, they're not going to change it, and people are going to show up and fish. Like, they're just going to show up and fish. And I want to end that little segment with this quote. This is a Todd Snyder line. Todd Snyder's one of my favorite songwriters. But this song popped up on shuffle today while I was mowing the yard, as a matter of fact. And I was like, oh, my God, this really applies right here. He says, we're all waiting in the dugout thinking we should pitch. How you going to throw a shutout if all you do is bitch? That's perfect in this situation. You think you ought to be on the Elite Series, but all you can do is on the keyboard. Get over yourself. Figure it out or don't. You're not less of a person because you're not a professional bass fisherman. It's just not Bassmaster's fault, period. End of story. All right, moving on. Finally, here, I'm going to do this. I don't have a drum roll, you know, I'll say that. Get them all going. I like that one. Breaking news. It's a lot different than Coxwatch. Coxwatch. I did talk to Johnny Boy. I did talk to Johnny Boy down at the good old iCast, him and his lovely family. But this is breaking news. So, Major League Fishing announces their new, officially, they ran a pilot on it, but they announced this new team format that's going to take the place of the cups, just the TV shows. And I just want to give a big hell yeah to Major League Fishing for that, because I think this is the most innovative thing that's happened in bass, pro bass fishing in a very, very, very long time. They had a draft down at iCast. I didn't get to see it. A really cool idea. The TTBCs of old, those four-man team tournaments are amazing. I've said that on here. I think that's what we're missing at big money bass fishing, is the chance for fans to watch two, three dudes interact on a team. You know, I think a big professional team trail, two versus two, would be fair. I mean, you imagine freaking Scott Martin and Jacob Wheeler in a boat against Gerald Swindle and, you know, whoever, freaking Kyle Welcher. Like, that would be epic, man. People would freaking love it. But they're going to do these, and they're going to be made for TV. But three-man teams, I'm not real sure on all the details. Everybody's been posting the team captains and who got picked on the teams, and it's pretty freaking cool, though, man, how they are doing this. I'm interested to see it. I think it's a breath of fresh air, just like Major League Fishing was when it first came out and was the TV show. I've said that on here. It was like, woo, this is different. This is cool. And then, of course, everything happened, and the big industry split, and that's all well documented, my opinions on that. But this... Hey, this is what I got to say about that. Hey, good job. Good job. Hey, don't mess it up. Don't mess it up, okay? It's a really good idea. Really, really good idea. I think it is definitely going to be fun to watch. But that was announced at iCast officially. Been hearing rumblings of it. There's a, you know, like I said, they shot a pilot on it, and I think there's going to be three of them or something. Very cool, something to watch out for. I know a lot of people don't get into the format or whatever they do, but a lot of really, really good dudes, a lot of really, really talented anglers over there fishing. So if you don't watch it, you know, so be it. But it's very, very exciting that, you know, I will say this about those guys. They're not afraid to try stuff. Now, my problems are with things are well documented. They are not afraid to shake the dice up and try things. That is certainly the case there. And very, very cool to see that. All right, iCast. That's what I say. iCast is it's an interesting show, and it's closed to the public. And I know you all see the social media. If you don't get to go, you see the social media things. And it is it's an event that I think for a lot of companies it is necessary. I think it's I don't know, in the days of social media now, I wonder sometimes if it's actually that necessary, because all the new creative things do get released on social media before the show. But basically, you have a lot of people that do business there, that companies that come there, like a Baitworks, to place orders with companies, and it's where they come to physically lay eyes on all the new products and get an idea of how they want to stock their stores. You see a lot of that. A lot of the big retailers are there, and they throw down. They have meetings. I know, like my guys at Eagle Call, they have a ton of meetings there, and they get business for the year, and then they have meetings with pro staff, and we shoot content. So it's a busy show. You know, show runs from 9 to 6 every day, 9 to 6 2 days, 9 to 3 the last day, and you're just, that's why I sound like Kermit. Y'all know me. I'm gonna lose my voice, and just go hard in the paint, man, talking to everybody. And man, I saw so many friends. I love it because now with the Classic and Red Crest and everything's being split, it's the one place we all get together in the same room for the most part. And man, it's so good to see everybody in one place. So it was a very fun week, a lot of smiles, a lot of hugs, and it was good to see a lot of dang people. Something that was very cool that I got to do there was a friend of mine walked up and said, "Hey man, do you like Whiskey Myers?" And I'm like, I do like Whiskey Myers. And he said, "Well, Cody Cannon from Whiskey Myers is here with his bait company. We were talking about you at dinner last night, and he'd like to meet you and talk about the podcast, talk about some different things." So we go over, got to hang with Cody for a couple hours and just shoot the crap, talk about, we had a lot of mutual friends in Nashville, some songwriting friends. It was very cool conversation. But Cody has a company called Toad Thumper, and it started with frogs, and he is all in on being a major player in the tackle world. And it's very cool because, like Turnpike, they're on this meteoric rise. They've been at it on the road for 15 years or longer, putting out albums, putting out great music. And then their music gets on Yellowstone, and it just skyrockets them, man. And they're on this crazy tour right now. They got a new album coming out this week. But he's at ICAST. He leaves the tour bus. He told me he ain't been home like 6 weeks. Flies to ICAST. He's down there sitting in the booth with his Toad Thumper shirt on, being Cody Cannon, owner of Toad Thumper. Very cool. But they got a popping frog, a regular frog. They look great. They look great. I'm going to get some to hear soon and try to do a video on them. He's got some soft plastics coming out. But I just thought it was so neat to see, because our industry, you want to talk about growing the sport. We all talk about this stuff. Having guys like Orion Engelman from Turnpike Troubadours that love bass fishing, having guys like Deion Sanders that love bass fishing, having guys like Cody Cannon that love bass fishing, Billy Strings that love bass fishing, those guys can't help us grow because they're getting us to an audience that is otherwise would not see what we're doing. The Rock, a guy like The Rock liking bass. It's not tournaments. Dude, he's posting pictures of bass. That's great. There's no negative in that. So I applaud him for chasing this, man, because that tackle game, and I'm going to get into this, that tackle game is not easy. It's not easy at all. And very cool to see him take that risk. That dude could sit around, watch them tickets flop, just take off. He could sit at home, hang with his kids. Instead, he was at ICAST hustling. And that's inspiring for me, man, because I always feel like, maybe I got too much going on. But, man, seeing that, it's like, hey, man, you ain't got enough going on. I love that. I love that so much. So shout out to Cody for being such a great guy. Oh, my God, just salt of the earth human being. And the products are good, man. No bull crap. They're going to be fire. You're going to want to try to get your hands on some. Like I said, I am. I have begged and pleaded with him. I'm going to have some very soon. I'm going to do a video on them. Baitworks will have them soon as well, I believe. I think they had a meeting there. Toad Thumper. So that happened at ICAST. Very cool. And I met a lot of great people at ICAST, but he obviously stands out because he's, you know, me and my love for music and songwriting. Cody's great. It's fantastic. So thanks to him for being such a cool dude. Going to get him on the podcast this fall as well. That's a guarantee. He and I, we're going to stretch it out on here. Very nice man. All right, moving on. So here's like my short list, things I saw, things I wanted to talk about with ICAST. First and foremost, a little self-promotion. And this was one of the coolest things I saw at ICAST, and I brought it with me. But this is my new... Make sure this is getting on camera here. Let me look at this little screen right here. Can't really see it. I'm going to make some posts about it. But this is one thing I've been working on with Baitworks for almost, well, I guess we're like at the 10-month mark now. But this is going to be called the LOB. You can fill in the blanks with L-O-B, with whatever you want, but the Lots of Bass Jig, but this is the L-O-B Power Finesse Jig, we're calling it, finer than frog hair skirt. This thing is, it's going to get you bit. It's got a 3-0 trocar in it, completely new head design that I worked on with the guys at Baitworks. Horizontal line tie, which I like. A lot of people like vertical. I like horizontal. I like the shape. Should come through rock really good. We've been prototyping it. I haven't got to fish it around a lot of rock. I just got in my skirt samples. We've been working very hard on this skirt. It's going to be available in 6 colors, 2 sizes, 3/8 and half this fall. So keep it in mind. If you've ever thrown I throw a lot of finesse jigs. This is going to be the reason I'm calling it Power Finesse. This is it's a big hook. I don't know how well you can see it there. Obviously, my camera doesn't zoom. But it's meat. It's got a great trailer keeper on it that we designed. I'm very proud of this thing, man. I'm very excited about it. I'm honored that Baitworks wanted to do it. But I throw a lot of finesse jigs in places that, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't. And with tackle, maybe that I shouldn't. And the hooks in most of the ones that I utilize don't hold up. They just don't. You lose fish. I mean, I can think back to the Bassmaster Open on Smith last year, day 2. I jumped up like 90-something spots. And had I landed 3 or 4 that I had on, that I saw, and of course, everybody loses fish, whatever. But on this jig that I was using, if I get those fish in the boat, I end up like getting a check after an abysmal day 1. So I've had a lot of situations like this on a couple of the little jigs that I do like, and they get bit for certain reasons. Mainly a lot of them have a really cool skirt, and we have done it. We have done it, in my opinion. We have found a very, very cool, I'm calling it finer than frog hair, but very cool skirt material. So a little self-promotion, available in 6 colors. For all you lowlifers, we're going to have LBL 420. We're gonna have some colors you're gonna want. But I made a post on Instagram about it. A lot of y'all swiped up and commented. But I really think you're gonna like it. It's perfect for like throwing a menace grub, a little twin tail, a Zoom Super Chunk Junior that I love so much. But 3/8 and half, you can throw it on 20-pound line and a big rod. But right there, it's one of my favorites. I kept one in my pocket. I felt like I was a freaking drug dealer. Man, I was like, hey, check this little jig out, because Baitworks didn't have a booth. But we shot some videos on it. But there you go, the L-O-B, the little old finesse jig, or the Lots of Bass Power Finesse Jig, available soon at baitworks.com. So self-promotion there on the first thing that I saw at ICAST that I had in my pocket. The second that I think is really cool, and I think should have won Best Freshwater Hard Lure Going Away, but it got beat by Berkeley's Chatterbait knockoff, the Slobber Knocker, which, no disrespect to them, I just don't know why that was innovative. I mean, it does have the power bait built in the skirt or whatever. It's not really a hard bait. I don't know. Pure wins everything. They're a monster, obviously. But they won. But I really do think that these guys got ripped off, because they have a completely new design, a new topwater. It's the first one I've seen in a long time. That's just kind of completely a new style. And it's the Hellraiser from Z-Man. Very cool bait. If you haven't looked at the video on this thing, go check it out. I'm a topwater junkie, so like I'm foaming to get this thing, but very, very cool bait for Z-Man, and kind of a step out of their norm, man. They're Z-Man chatterbaits, jackhammer, of course, that they do with Evergreen, and then Ned, TRD. Now they got the new Micro Finesse. But they've been that. This is their first foray really into hard baits, unless I'm wrong on that, but I don't think I am. So totally new avenue they're going down, Z-Man Hellraiser. I thought it was cool. I have zero affiliation with them. Very cool. Very cool. Something else that I'm very, very excited about for a dear friend of mine, Gerald Swindle. He needs no help selling anything, so that's not what this is. But G-Man, the Meta series by 13 Fishing, I have witnessed what he's put these through. He's been working on this for 2 years, and Gerald is a stickler for things being right, and Gerald is a stickler for hard work, and he's a stickler for not spending too much money on things. So he wanted a rod that's $150 that you could, that anybody can buy, but that's quality that he's going to throw on the Elite Series and put his name on and put his livelihood on. And he's done it. And man, little Trey has helped him in the development of these rods. And listen, now they broke some. Now they broke some. Gerald Tate, just to break them, just to be mean in front of an engineer. They've been working on this for a very long time. They're going to be available soon. And man, he's got all actions. He's got spinning rods, cranking rods, chatterbait rods, spinnerbait rods. But G-Man, the Meta series, very cool. They had a life-size, more than life-size, huge wall Gerald at ICAST for this new release. I was very excited for him. He's worked very hard over the years, obviously. He's one of the most popular guys in the sport for good reason. But I got chills, man, seeing that. So check those out when they come out. I've never owned a 13 rod, but I'm definitely going to have some of these next year just to check them out and see if I can break one. That way, maybe G's got to give me a warranty rod. I don't know. But the Gerald Swindle Meta, very cool as far as, and I know there were a lot of good rods and reels that came out. Just want to talk about that one, just because I know personally what it took on that one. Shimano, the Flash Boost, they did this last year with the jerkbait, the World Minnow or whatever they called it. It's got that Flash Boost technology in it. It makes it look like it's almost like flashing, like it's real, like it's scales moving. So cool. So cool. The jerkbait catches them, I know for sure. Got buddies. I don't even have any. Got buddies that catch them all. The popper's cool, but they came out with a new swim bait down there. It's like a big swimmer with this Flash Boost in it. Something that caught my eye. Very, very cool. Innovative, right? That's innovative technology. Super cool. So that caught my eye. Berkeley did. They got a spinnerbait. I thought it looked really good. A new spinnerbait. It's got the power bait scent built in the skirt like the jigs do. The head design looked good. I'm not sure on wire size. I'm a big wire size junkie. But it looked good. It looked really good. You know, a spinnerbait is a spinnerbait is a spinnerbait, everybody thinks, but get to digging into the wire, the head, the blade configurations, the skirts, like everything matters. I don't know if a fish is going to, like, as a spinnerbait goes by, go like, oh, damn, that's got that power bait in. I don't know. But I do know they look very good. They look very good. So I thought that was cool. Spro, the KGB Chad Shad that they're going to mass produce. The Chad Shad is something that Baitworks has sold for a very long time. It's a killer glide bait. Killer. They're like $250. They're hard to get your hands on. They are catchers. They're catchers. And Spro worked with them and developed a mass-produced version of this. They look great. They're going to catch fish for sure. And then it was very cool to see a company that's that big work with like an individual kind of, swim bait guy. The swim bait companies are, they're in garages, they're in little warehouses and things, and they do their little drops, and so it's cool to see this. Very cool. Baitworks sells them. The second they come in, they're gone. This will be a lot of the same, so that's cool. Spro's also, all these companies, man, it's like I just said with Z-Man going hard baits, now Spro, they've got soft baits. They've got the new Chris Johnson little smallmouth bait. I'm anxious to try that. It's got scent. He says it's the perfect shape. If he tells me it's the perfect shape for smallmouth, I feel like I got to believe that, right? But Chris Johnson designed some soft plastics for them. They had some last year, but they just unveiled their new ones. And then they're continuing to go further into their hard bait line. It's very cool to see that. And they're pushing a little bit. And then the last thing that I saw that just for me personally caught my eye and catch most of y'all's eye, I'm sure too, is new jackhammer colors. They had four new colors. Fire crawl with a red blade, which I thought was freaking sweet. New bluegill color, forget what they called it, ghost bluegill or something. Really clutch color. Really clutch color. It's going to catch them. And then like a dirty water white, they called it. It's really cool. But some good stuff from Evergreen, jackhammer, as always. Another one, the John Cruz. Shout out to Missile. They have the they did a co-op deal with RoboWorm to do a newly designed bait, but RoboWorm is pouring it for them. All new colors. I'm anxious to try that. John was telling me you can Nico rig it. He drop shots it, but it's got that. It's a little bit bigger than your standard RoboWorm. Totally new design. That one's pretty cool. And then the Thunder Cricket by Strike King. They got a tungsten head, and everybody knows with tungsten that it's harder. And everything on a chatterbait to me that makes it get bit is that clicking noise. Sometimes the blade hitting the head. That should be interesting. A tungsten, so it's going to be a little smaller profile, but should be really loud in theory. Not sure. Saw them. Haven't got to throw it yet. Obviously, very cool. But I'm like a kid in a candy store down there. I don't get to walk around as much as I would like to at all because I'm always in two or three booths. Oh, Garmin's got something that if it makes its way into freshwater, they've got a new transducer. It's like this big for saltwater. That's a live scope through hole transducer. And buddy, we get that in bass fishing. You ride around in your bass boat looking at them live. It's going to be, while you're idling, it's going to change the game. But they're doing it in salt. They've got, it's really neat. They dropped it there as well. So, yeah, man, hit me up in the comments if you saw anything that you thought was cool. For sure, shoot me a message if there's something I need to see because you know I'm a tackle junkie. I would love to see it. Love to see it. I love seeing all y'all that came up to me down there. Some of y'all work in the industry. Hey, I'm a low lifer. I met several. Always blows my mind. Always. Still surprises me every freaking time. Every time. I'm a redneck that runs my mouth once a week on here. And I just try to be as honest as I can. And every time somebody comes up and wants to shake hands, it is absolutely not forgotten. It is absolutely an honor for me. So I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that, for everybody that came up. And I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it and try to work my way into the top 10 influencers just here in my hometown. You know, it's something to strive for in life, I think. But all right, I'm going to take you out with some Biloxi Blues. If you're coming to Turnpike, holler at your boy. Let me know. Meet up in the lobby at a Ryman. Say what's up. All right. I'm going to see y'all next week. I appreciate you. Make sure you hug your mama. This highway does not know my name and my truck doesn't work. Holla.
Never could make it last. Spanish moss and Civil War ghosts. Well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter east or west. North, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white-line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.